Dave Grohl's Other Band will be the prize for the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning. That, of course, is Foo Fighters.
Okay, let's go.
And that show giveaway is Friday morning. And some of the stories you're about to hear could be the key on you winning Foo Fighters on Friday's quiz. So let's go to this offering from the No Sweat News digital editor.
Ooh, the digital editor, okay.
Do you remember, man, Zoom had been the best thing, man. Man, remember Zoom? It literally allowed you to work in your pajamas for over a year.
Yeah, Zoom's great.
I could use a static image of myself to go to a meeting, and no one on the planet would have any idea whether I was actually sitting in front of my camera or not.
I never am.
Right?
I haven't attended an actual meeting in weeks since Zoom was invented.
It's all over now because Zoom has turned on us.
What?
Yep.
No, you sons of... What are you talking about? Zoom has turned on us.
Zoom has now become a tool of the big man. Zoom just launched a feature called Attendance Status.
Oh, you nerds.
A tool that allows the hosts and co-hosts, in other words, your bosses, to see whether or not people have accepted, declined, or even shown up at all to a Zoom meeting.
Great.
It's basically a snitch tool.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
If ever you snuck into a Zoom late and you thought you got undetected, well, it's all over now.
What I like to do is I'll attend the meeting, but like you, I'll put the picture up.
Yeah.
Then I watch Price is Right.
There you go.
No one knows. Why do you think I always attend those Zoom meetings back at my house?
No idea whatsoever.
All those Zoom meetings always come during peak Price is Right time.
I mean, you might not want to be saying that on the air since the GM is listening, the vice president, but that's all right. Whatever you want to do, it's fine by me.
Thanks a lot, Zoom.
Snitch tool.
Thanks
and
a lot.
It's an automatic update that you don't even have a choice whether you can.
I loved you so much.
Got me hold through.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't do that. Just listen, if the bosses can't figure out how to catch the employees, that's on them.
It is on them.
You don't give the bosses help. This is this is a cat and mouse game that Americans have been playing for 200 years.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it, Dave.
The bosses do something, we just try to get away with a bunch of crap and not get fired.
As long as I get paid on payday, I'm happy.
You know how many pens I've stolen from this place?
Exactly.
Hey, 3,000 to be exact. I sell them on eBay.
Say what? Dateline Texas for story number two. A substitute teacher in Texas has gone viral after he showed up to a high school in Austin with a karaoke machine and sat there singing Britney Spears. That's right, baby. Here he is. Substitute teacher. It's not clear whether he let the kids sing their own songs.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for the students to be participating.
He did have the disco lights flashing, which was a nice touch.
I have a feeling like this guy, he just had a fantasy of basically being a pop singer.
Yeah.
And so he just utilized his teaching job to do that.
He apparently got turned in because it was turned up too loud. And the real teacher on the other side of the wall was like, what the hell is going on over there? They had him leave early for not following guidelines, and sadly, he has been relieved of his duties. And Chipotle is in our third story. The No Sweat News from the snack editor. Do you like cilantro or do you hate cilantro?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to tell me what cilantro is. I have no idea.
cilantro is a spice. The leafy spice.
No, never heard of it. Wait.
Green leafy spice.
I feel like I've heard of cilantro. I doubt I've eaten it because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's in a lot of Mexican food. It's in salsa.
Oh, I love salsa.
You love salsa.
And I have had cilantro.
Okay. Well, for some people...
Salsa's great.
Some people have a genetic mutation that makes cilantro taste like soap to them.
Oh, wow.
And those people hate cilantro because who wants to eat soap?
You're right.
Right? I happen to love cilantro. But now, over at ChipotleGoods.com, you can buy Chipotle cilantro soap.
What?
It's soap that has coriander oil in it, and coriander is the seed of the cilantro plant.
The soap itself now tastes or smells like cilantro.
There is an actual soap that smells, and I presume tastes, although I'm not going to eat the soap.
No.
Tastes like cilantro.
I do feel like we're going to have some soap eaters yes. coming out. I think that we could be looking at like a cilantro soap eating viral thing.
If they were eating Tide pool that's pods, I mean, quite frankly, who knows? So that's the No Sweat News for today. Foo Fighters tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.